All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Justin, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Dr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Berg is absent. Dr. Urbizer.
Here.
You have a quorum, sir.
Okay. All right, Justin, lead the way here.
All right. Moving on to item 3A. This is current management of the board's substance abuse rehabilitation program. I apologize. That's the wrong order. Current board policy on confidential substance abuse rehabilitation program, non-confidential substance abuse rehabilitation program, and proposed revisions to the policy. We reviewed it at the committee meeting on December 14th. The discussion focused around whether or not to allow all individuals into the confidential program for the first time, to allow, not have any barriers to anyone willing or wanting to be involved in that confidential program. So we redrafted the policy to focus on allowing all individuals in with into the confidential program, and then setting up the three strikes that would first remove them from the confidential program and require that they complete, I apologize. The first strike allows them to relapse, get another evaluation, and complete the full program for 5 years. The second strike would then move them from the confidential program into the public disciplinary type program. They would have a chance in that public program if they relapsed. Then it would move to the third strike, which is the board moving forward to either suspend or revoke the license in that permanent kind of space. So it sets up the three strikes. And that policy was sent to the committee on this week. Did you have any questions about that?
No.
I think that was pretty good, Justin. I think that's a pretty clear summary of what we decided. And that fits with our statutes and all of that. Right?
I think Gene may want to work to finalize some of the language in the policy. Is that correct, Gene?
I think that you captured a lot of my suggested changes.
Okay.
In my head, I'm still not clear on these three strikes. And, but I think it's just going to, I just need to, you know, try to envision how that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know, just reading it, it doesn't appear to be real clear to me, and maybe it's just me, if everyone else is understanding it.
Mm-hmm. I would say what I understood from the intention of the committee was allow everybody in so that there's a clean slate for everyone. Then you have this individual in the confidential program, and how they progress through in these three strikes is you're in the confidential program, you relapse, that's your first strike, and you get a chance to finish your 5 years in the confidential program. If you violate that or have an additional relapse, then you move to the public program, and then you relapse a final time, and we're removing you from licensure.
That's how I understood it as well.
Okay.
There's still places where I think we need to change abuse to use.
Okay.
That are left over.
Okay. I can make those changes. So then if the committee's fine with the policy, you are, and you feel it's ready to take to the board, you can make a motion to recommend that the board review this policy for adoption.
Do you need me to make that a motion, Dr. Erbstrater?
Say again?
Do you want me to go ahead and make that motion?
Oh, yeah, would you please? Because yes. I didn't quite understand it.
I'll make the motion that we proceed with the aforementioned policy and bring it to the entire board for consideration.
Okay. Motion made. Then I say all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, you're just for clarification, Dr. Erbstrater, you're seconding the motion?
Well, can anybody else besides me, because there's only two of us here?
You would have to second it as the...
I second it.
Okay. And now you can call for the question.
Say again, Justin, I just have a hard time.
You can call for the question, you can call for the vote.
I would like to have a roll call vote, Pete, please.
Sure. Okay, Dr. Walker.
Yes.
Dr. Erbstrater.
Yes.
Mr. Berg. No vote from Mr. Berg. Motion carries. Moving on to 3B, which is the effects of Arizona Proposition 207, Work and Safe Act, to the Confidential Substance Abuse Rehabilitation Program and the Probationary Monitoring Program. Pull that up. So the policy that was drafted based on your recommendations, part of the discussion that came from last month was the committee's belief that impairment, whether through alcohol or cannabis, was to be treated the same, and to move forward with a policy that recommended to the board to treat it both the same. We looked at the Colorado Medical Board as well as the California Medical Board and how they defined impairment, and it was consistent with treating alcohol and cannabis the same. We did look at Colorado that did define impairment with, I'm trying to find the exact levels.
Over 5 nanograms.
There we go.
Yeah, but
five nanograms or above, I should say.
But didn't Gary, though, the last time we talked, somewhere I'm remembering that he says we're not sure that that's a correct level or not. I don't know what he was trying to say.
That's the level that they use for DUIs in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, so he says, well, we'll see. He just wasn't sure about that. But anyway, I think we have to kind of follow suit personally.
I think what Jerry was referencing is that Arizona hasn't defined what impairment is yet, but that would be coming in the, I'm going to say the next coming months, and I think we could revise the policy when that comes. Is that right, Dean?
Yeah, and I'm thinking and I'm looking for, I think Arizona has made that determination.
Okay.
And I'm looking for it.
Okay. What you can do then is you can make the recommendation with the policy as it is, and when and if Arizona has defined impairment, you could mirror it in the order and make that, in the policy and make that change. But that's what the committee would like to do.
I think that would be adequate.
Okay. I'll make that change in the policy. So then it would be the same motion of bringing this policy for review by the full board. If you'd like to make that, Dr. Walker. Okay.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Okay. And then
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. The third item on the agenda is the current management of the board's confidential substance abuse rehabilitation program and the possible contracting with other organizations for future management. This item was discussed at the last committee meeting, Staff's concerns with managing the program were focused around the ability to have a medical director or someone who's a seasoned expert be able to make those determinations versus staff like Dr. Pranai trying to manage those individual cases and make judgment calls in the absence of the board. And we felt that we weren't fully equipped to do that. Mm-hmm. And that we were recommending that the board at least consider looking at other additional third-party vendors. Good afternoon, Mr. Burke. How are you?
Good. Hey, I apologize for my tardiness. I had a little bit of a office meltdown here that has now been resolved.
Okay. We have taken care of items A and B. Did you want to go back and discuss any of that?
No, I believe that is all kind of as discussed at prior meetings.
Correct. And so we're on to 3C, and we were just discussing that in the past meetings we talked about the board's staff's management of the confidential program and possibly exploring and moving that to a third-party vendor. We've had those presentations. We had Dr. Sutcher provide for Community Bridges. And then we'll have Dr. Karp, who is the medical director at Gateway Recovery Institute. They're going to attend on the 17th and provide that. And so those would not necessarily be the board's only options for a third party, but it's definitely a starting point. So does the committee want to discuss any of that information, ask questions of staff, anything of that nature for the recommendation of a third-party vendor?
Well, I think, personally, we hashed that out pretty good at the last meeting. I think it's something that we're finding that most boards do, and I think, it would really make our work a little easier. And like Barb said, good guy, bad guy, right? We have to do both. It'd be better to have a second party involved to help give us information when people are in trouble or they have a second offense. So I think it's a good policy, and I think that's the direction we have to go.
Okay.
Justin, what about the procurement code and requirements to send this out for bid?
So procurement, anything above $10,000, we would have to do a procurement process for. The board could select individuals to review that. That could be done through staff, that, like Dr. Pra or myself. We could also incorporate anything that's been previously approved by the state, and both Gateway Recovery Institute and
Community Bridges.
Community Bridges are already approved on the procurement process for the Arizona Medical Board, I believe the Pharmacy Board, and the Dental Board.
And may I interject too? The board wouldn't actually be paying so do we have to go through procurement if we don't actually, because the charges would be paid by the licensee.
If the board, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jean.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, if the board did pay anything, yes, we should go through that procurement process. But if the cost is incurred by the licensee and there's no charges to the board, then there would be no requirement to go through that procurement process.
It would be my understanding that unless we paid a nominal fee or partial fee to them, most of the time, all the payments are incurred through the licensee.
Right. I just didn't know if how you were going to set it up and just to make sure that we're in compliance with the procurement code. Have we considered what if someone comes to us and they don't want to or aren't able to contract with one of our two or three approved providers? Is there going to be consideration given to allow someone else to enter some other kind of monitoring program.
Like as if they can't afford it or if they just don't like them?
That cost can often be a concern with a monitoring program. Others have just maybe established a relationship with another entity or want to try another entity for whatever reason, because there's, you know, a lot of them out there. And so I just wonder if consideration is going to be given to that, and under what circumstances or conditions would someone be allowed to contract with an entity that is not on our list.
What I think in that situation, I would defer to the committee on how they want to set it up. The options would be to allow either the board to review in those instances where they didn't want to use a pre-approved vendor. They could request a alternative vendor, and that could go to the full board for review and approval. It could be assigned to the confidential committee, and the committee decide. Or you could appoint and direct myself and Dr. Prah to review those and make those determinations on a case-by-case basis. I would recommend that you at least allow the option for alternative vendors. I think Gene brings up a very good point about not solely focusing on two select cases if the licensee is going to be paying for it.
I've seen cases like where somebody has gotten in trouble and they've gotten themselves into treatment or a program before it even kind of gets to the board meeting part of it. And they've established a relationship, they're being monitored already, and they want to continue that relationship. Mm-hmm. So, and the therapist or the addictionologists who are involved say that that's a good idea. It may not be on the board's approved list, but this person's already on the ground with them, working with them, and they should be allowed to continue with that alternative group.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we have the board approve that, though?
We definitely have to have some way to monitor that. I mean, it can't just be...
No, they would still sign the contract. That third agency or whatever would still report to the board, however it is. Do you want to set up that reporting requirement? I think agencies that I'm familiar with, you know, would delegate that to the executive director, because it moves too quickly for the board. There's too much information for the board to act quickly enough. And it's not unusual that happens. We could, you know, help Justin or Dr. Prod do the research to ensure that it's a legitimate organization with a track record and professionals on staff who are necessary to address these issues. But I think we just have to give some thought to that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. And is it, you know, wise to allow them to go with another organization?
And the board can, of course, set the parameters of what they're looking for in an alternative treatment program. It needs to be a well-established program, you have to have a medical director, anything like that. Because there's other treatment programs. You know, Betty Ford has their own program. I think there's Siente.
How do other boards handle this in terms of what parameters they've put in place? Specifically other Arizona boards?
The Arizona board uses either Gateway or Community Bridges. I'm not 100% sure what they do if someone comes to them and wants to use an alternative, but those are the two that they told me that they use.
I guess, I was more curious, like, how they manage the process of, you know, because I think you want to be consistent in terms of what, you know, how some other organization qualifies and under what circumstances you allow people to use them. Mm-hmm. I'm open to some flexibility, but I think it needs to be really clear rather than it.
A lot of the organizations have a division for professionals and paraprofessionals. So they are operated a little bit differently. Like, I believe it's community bridges have just a wing or division for their professionals versus just members of the conflict. And other organizations have the same thing. They're familiar with the state boards who regulate professionals and gear a program towards them. So part of approving this alternative organization would be to ensure that they have something for licensed professionals that would often include peer group meetings. The reporting requirements would be the same. The monitoring is the same. You know, they have like just the same medical directors on board, on staff to, you know, communicate with the board if there's an issue.
So right now that's not in the policy that we talked about in December or whenever it was.
That's correct. I can make an addendum that focuses on what the board will consider for alternative providers.
I think you have to have that in there. You know, I think Jean brings up a good point. I mean, like we're in coerced with the two groups, we have to give an a third alternative. Mm-hmm. But we suggest that you go to Gateway and the other one. So
I'll also do some investigating on what the medical board does and the dental board and see what.
Yeah, I hate to just say it's one or the other, but you know, we got to protect ourselves and protect the public, and so having, you know, those two groups are involved would be great, but I think it's good to have a third alternative. Just that it's there. I don't think a lot of people would use it, but if it's there, that's a little bit more.
No, most states just have one.
Yeah.
Most states have a statewide PHP, but our situation is a little bit different because, remember, for instance, in Washington, their PHP was actually started by their medical association, their state medical association. And so it's completely independent of the board, which ours are too. But they have legislation that the physicians can actually self-report to them. And so in order for us to have like a really robust thing in Arizona, it would require legislative change. And that's something that maybe we can work on over the years to come, maybe with the AOMA. I kind of think it would be a great idea for us to work on something like that, or for some of us to work on that, not the board in particular, but some of us to work on that. But until that happens, we have to have alternatives. And I think that what we're trying to do is a great alternative, to offer multiple options. So because until we have a true state-run PHP that is paid for by the state but separate from the board, then I think we kind of have to continue to do what we're doing.
Comments? Suggestions?
My only comment right now is just, you know, going through this process, I really didn't appreciate how much Dr. Prah and the board administration did for this situation. So, one, I just want to thank you for the years of effort. And two, I do see this transition of where we're going and appreciating how hard you've worked. But where our societal views are going, we need to divorce ourselves. So I like the plan that we have in place, and I think it's a good one to proceed with a separate entity managing this. It's very similar, in my opinion, to how we refer out to like a PACE evaluation. That's how I look at it in my mind. Is I don't see it much different than having somebody evaluate our providers for safety to practice.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, using that PACE analogy, though, we don't allow anyone to use anybody else but PACE for those things. I mean, that's just the way, right? You that's who it is, and that's, now there may not be, as far as I know, right, there may not be a lot of other organizations who are equipped to do that either.
This is true. Well, we sometimes use CPEP, which is in Colorado. We have used them.
Mm-hmm.
And the board can, sometimes I've seen the board say that the physician can go to PACE or CPEP, and sometimes the board will specify they'd rather they go to one or the other. It kind of depends on what they're going for, too.
I think CPEP has fallen out of favor lately with the last, so I think it's been more of PACE, but clearly there are a lot more organizations for rehabilitation and monitoring.
Right.
I'm fine with having some flexibility in there. I'm pretty passionate about the fact that there be some really clear rules for who we approve, who we don't approve, and, you know, I don't want it to seem like we're, you know, perhaps, you know, arbitrarily deciding in favor of some organizations or the other. I think they should be really clear about the things that need to be in place for somebody to be acceptable to us.
I think definitely. I have notes to draft that. I put that on the agenda for the 17th as a separate policy. For a policy on the approval process for alternative providers of the substance use rehabilitation treatment program.
Great.
So, do we need to take a, do I have a motion for what Justin said?
I think you can wait till the 17th. I think you've given him direction to proceed.
Okay. So we can have the full thing in front of us and we can look at it?
Yes.
Okay. And so that brings up another point. Do you think by the 17th you can get us like kind of what we're going to present to the board prior to our meeting so we can at least read it? And then when we have the 17th, we can go through it as a team.
Mm-hmm. So I have the policies for A and B are final. And so I can draft a summary of those if you'd like to have some talking points on those two.
Yeah.
And then I can have something added that is under the assumption that you would approve the process for the alternative providers and the current management moving to that third-party vendor. I can have that all drafted up for
right.
17th.
And again, that's March 17th, or right?
February 17th.
So, yeah, that's what I thought maybe you meant. I am unfortunately not available in the afternoon that day. My morning is wide open, but from really like 2 to 6, I'm unfortunately not available.
Okay.
But you're going to have a copy of it, you know.
I'm happy to give you feedback ahead of time if you're okay with that.
I can definitely take that. I think Gene has a little concern about that.
If you have concerns or questions or comments, you can just give them to Justin.
Okay.
And he'll work in anything and then give it to the rest of the team.
Okay. So you're just concerned from an open meeting perspective?
Correct.
Yeah, that's fine. I think it's probably going to be all fine. I think it's, you know, we've been pretty clear about what we're hoping to do here.
And then you always have a chance to, you know, chime in again when it goes to the full board.
Yep. Well, again, I'm sorry that my afternoon on the 17th blew up a little bit, but I'll get you my comments ahead of time.
That's okay, Jeffrey. That's okay. All right. So we don't need to make a motion here regarding this. We'll do it at the 17th meeting. Anything else?
That's everything I have on my agenda.
Barbara?
I'm good.
Okay. You can move to adjournment.
Well, I haven't heard from everybody. Gee.
Sorry.
I'm good.
Okay, thank you for your help. How about you, Dr. Walker?
I'm good as well, and thank you, everyone, for your help with this.
Mr. Berg, any comments?
No, I think I've commented enough today.
You're a good commentator. You should have been a sportscaster. You have that voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I should see Strike Three is out.
Yell Shazam.
The cotton.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, Justin?
I'm good.
Okay. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, we'll see you guys at the 17th. You guys be safe.
We'll see.